everybody. This is Steven Rodriguez with Nintendo World Reports, Radio Free Nintendo. We're here at the Universal City Walk Wii launch event on the West Coast. I am joined by our very own Michael Cole. Say hello.
Hi.
We have, at the time we're speaking, we have about an hour to go until the Wii launch, but we want to give you some general impressions about what we've seen here. And Mike, you want to give your first thoughts of how everything's set up here at, in front of the Hard Rock Cafe at City Walk?
Sure. Let's see. They got some Wii kiosks out in front of the Hard Rock Cafe, and a good crowd of people playing Wii Sports and Zelda, and some of them are doing it for the very first time, clearly. It looks like they're all having a lot of fun. And, well, there's a big line. You want to talk about the big line?
Yeah. We'll definitely get to the big line a little bit later in the show. But it's pretty big. When we got here, what was it, 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
There had to be at least 200 people in it already. Probably 200 people in the line when we got here. And who knows how many people are in it now. We'll count when we go through the line.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, it's great that they held this event in City Walk, because anybody, you know, just coming to City Walk doing whatever, you know, here in Universal City can just see the Wii, you know, what the heck's going on? What is this thing in Nintendo? And it's the perfect thing for Nintendo, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, they have speakers all hooked up the route City Walk, so even if you're, like, having ice cream at Ben and Jerry's, you'll be hearing, like, their advertisements, and they're, you know, talking about what the Mii and, you know, other features.
Yeah. But, by the way, speaking of Ben and Jerry's, Bananas on the Rum is very awesome. So if you guys come across, well, anyway, that's getting a sidetrack. Yeah, so anybody can play it, and they've got like the live stage music, like they got DJs and music. They had some Cirque du Soleil kind of dancers, perplexing and flexing. What else did they have?
Well, they had like George Harrison up there at some point, and oh yes, the Segways. They're little Segways driving around, and they have LCD screens in front showing off Wii footage, and they're just sort of driving around the lines, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I just did like a double take when I saw, first I realized it was a Segway, and then I realized it was a Segway with a giant LCD screen attached to it, and then I saw it was a Wii, and I was immediately, oh my god, I have to get one of these. I don't care. Whatever it takes, I have to get one. Oh man, so yeah, that was bonkers. So there are literally thousands of people walking around City Walk, and they are all seeing what the Wii is all about, and it's pretty amazing to see people playing the game. We got to talk to a bunch of people. So anything you want to add before we start doing all the fun stuff with the Wii launch?
Well, not really. I'm sorry. I don't have anything else to add. Boring.
Yeah, we'll let the following audio clips speak for themselves. So lined up, we've got just people talking about playing with the Wii. We're gonna walk through the very very long line. We've got an interview with the Nintendo's Vice President of Marketing, George Harrison. And then finally, we hope to bring you the main event here on the West Coast. By the time we're recording this, people in three time zones in the United States have already got their Wiis. West Coast always gets stuff last. We don't like being on the West Coast, do we?
It has its perks, too.
Yes, it does have its perks. So we're going to talk a little, we're going to bring you audio of the deciding moment here on the West Coast when we finally launches, except for Hawaii, SAR Hawaii. No, seriously, Hawaii, we love you for many reasons. So we'll be right back, and we'll see what everything's going on at the Wii launch.
So as we said, there were many people playing games during the event, and we got a chance to talk to some of them to get their first impressions of playing Wii. Interesting enough, the second audio clip you're going to hear is us talking to a hearing-impaired woman through her sign language translator. Let's get started.
All right, this is Steven, and we're here at the Wii launch event. We're talking to a couple of guys who played some Wii, so if I can get your names.
James Essex.
Philip Johnson.
All right, so my guys caught my eye. You guys were playing some Wii boxing. You guys really got into it. What do you guys think of it?
I liked it. It was really awesome. He kicked my butt, though, unfortunately.
It's the sickest thing I've ever seen, and I've never been tired from a video game, man. I don't have arthritis. My shoulders are sore. It's amazing.
So even though it was tiring you out, you guys were like really into it. You were moving around. You were like punching the TV out.
Yeah, man. You got to be competitive with this, and I think I love it. I love how you can get all into it. It almost feels like you are boxing with them.
I think Nintendo's going to have to put out a warning that you should stay at least 2 feet away from your TV because people are going to be punching through them, man.
Yeah, definitely. So you guys said you played some other games. What else did you guys play so far?
Well, I got to play Excite Truck, and that was pretty cool. It's very sensitive with it, but I liked how, just the gameplay. It's just fun in general. All
right, that's cool. How about you?
I play Zelda, and from what I've seen, I am more convinced that selling the PS3 was a very good decision.
So were you waiting in line for PS3 too?
I waited in line for 2.5 days for PS3.
Oh my god.
And I got it, and I put it on eBay at 1:30 a.m. when I got home and sold it. And the money I got from PS3 is buy my Nintendo Wii, baby.
Same here.
How much money do you guys make off of it?
I made about $625 profit.
Mine was about the same.
About the same? Yeah, that's cool. So what do you guys think about this event in general? How do you like Nintendo, everything set up?
I'm digging the music. The whole setup is awesome with every single game. There's plasma screens all around. It's just mind-blowing what they did.
Mind-blowing? How about you?
Sensory overload, and I'm loving every second of it.
Yeah, every second. Yeah. So you guys are definitely going to get a Wii then?
Oh, for sure. We're number three. I'm number three. 383.
So where are you guys standing in line up there?
What's up?
Like how far upstairs are you?
We're on the third floor, like way back.
We're like on the steps area. It's kind of
the steps. Okay. Well, that's cool. You guys are getting it tonight. So thanks a lot for talking to Radio Free Nintendo.
Good meeting you. Nice meeting you.
All right.
Good luck, gamers.
All right.
All right. Thanks, man.
You guys are playing the bowling. What did you guys think of that?
She likes it.
I thought it was fun.
You thought it was fun? Is that something you think you could take home and play?
Yeah, definitely. Like finally I can beat my husband in bowling.
So does she play bowling at like in real life bowling?
She said yeah, but not that well.
So is she better at the game?
Game definitely.
Thanks a lot.
It's not as heavy.
Not heavy. All right, thank you.
All right, no worries.
All right, I'm here with somebody who just got playing Zelda for Wii. So, what's your name?
Shelby Chung.
Shelby? Okay, so what did you think of it?
It was actually pretty fun. It's pretty intuitive. Like, it tells you exactly what to do, and you just do it. It's pretty simple.
So did you like the aiming with the bow and arrow with the controller?
Yeah, it was a little hard at first, but you get used to it.
Okay, so were you going to get a system tonight, or were you just kind of walking around and you see it happening?
No, I was actually planning to buy a system later on, but I wanted to try tonight.
Want to try tonight? So did you come down here just to see what was going on?
Or? Yeah, I did. Just test out the games and stuff.
All right, so what do you think of the system overall, basically?
It's pretty fun. It's a little low graphically, but I like it. I know it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next up on our special Wii Launch Edition of Radio Free Nintendo is our interview with George Harrison, Nintendo's Vice President of Marketing, and the man who handed over the first Wii system on the West Coast.
So, Mr. Harrison, thank you for taking the time to speak with the newly christened Nintendo World Report. I guess the first question we want to ask you about the whole event is why did you guys decide to pick CityWalk for the West Coast launch for the Wii?
Well, we've launched Nintendo DS here, and we're very successful, but importantly, GameStop, as you know, is a big partner of ours, big customer of ours, and they do a great job here. So we were very happy to have them as our partner and help us take over CityWalk for the night.
That's great. So what do you guys think of the crowd that turned out? Is it more than you expected? About what you expected?
Well, I think it's more than we expected, but certainly they're well-behaved. They're having fun. We wanted to have it be kind of a party festival type atmosphere. And, yet we wanted the people who are waiting in line seriously to get a system to also feel like they were being taken care of.
That's great. So what does it take to get the resources pulled together to organize an event like this?
Well, we spent probably 6 months. I think we approached GameStop with the idea, the possibility of doing this back in January, February, and
okay.
Then the planning began in earnest right after E3. And you can see there's a lot of logistics. You know, we're not just lining people up to sell product. We've got acrobats. We've got DJs. We've got videos. We've got all sorts of stuff going on, the segues that are running up and down the line so people can play Wii. But, you know, a lot of creativity goes into that, and also a lot of effort.
So you not only have the one here in L.A., but you also got Reggie over in New York.
Right.
So you not only had to do everything here, but everything over there as well, too, right?
Right. Yeah, we have one company that's split their resources, and they're doing both. These are the companies that have helped us do things at E3, so we have a lot of experience with them on the production side. You know, and as we sit here, it's already after midnight in New York, so some lucky consumers have already purchased their Wiis.
Yeah.
What would you say to the people that are waiting in line over here about that?
Well, you know, we can't change the rules or the laws of time. It's like New Year's Eve every year in Seattle. It's always behind New York.
Yeah, okay. That's great. So how many approximately systems are you looking for day one on launch, like all across America?
Well, we haven't really put out a number for the day one. We're going to ship by the week after Thanksgiving. We'll have 1 million pieces in the marketplace, and we'll be shipping more into the market this week before Thanksgiving. So we've got a steady flow coming. The challenge this time of year is getting everything from China over here. We're doing as fast as we can, as many planes as we can find.
That's great. So you got all the people playing the Wii out there. Probably a lot of them maybe the first time they've ever seen the Wii. You know, you got to explain to them exactly how to pronounce it rather than how for the play. The reaction you see in people play, what do you think of that?
Well, a lot of them have probably not played video games before. You see a lot of combinations of parents and kids out there. I saw one that looked like a 10-year-old girl and her father boxing and things like that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we hope for. We know the real hardcore fan base is going to excite themselves about the system and look forward to buying it. But we're hoping to attract some people who maybe wouldn't have considered it and, you know, get them in line for the holidays also.
Yeah, do you think maybe some of them might have gotten tonight's line?
I don't know. You know, you see most of the people are game fans who are in the line. You see a few parents, but they think they're sitting there in line for someone else in their family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier you had mentioned that, you know, you have to ship as many as you can. You're getting them out from China. But kind of unprecedented. Nintendo's kind of doing this worldwide launch really close together. What kind of logistics are involved with that?
Yeah, typically, we don't launch Europe at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
The most we try to do Japan and the U.S., but Europe is doing so well with Nintendo DS that they really wanted to ship for the holidays, and Mr. Iwata thought it was possible. So, we've had to subdivide whatever product we had and cover the three markets. But as you know, Sony is not launching in Europe until March or April, and it just gives them an advantage that we think they can take drive a truck through.
Yeah, speaking of the PS3, they obviously just launched it a couple of days ago, and there was a big frenzy surrounding that. Were you at all worried that maybe they would kind of take away from the Wii launch since it was so close before it?
Not really. I mean, if you look at all the news coverage, was about how people were getting hurt in line. It wasn't about how desirable the PlayStation 3 system was. We've done these events before. We've done certainly with GameStop, and they understand how to sort of structure and orient these things. And for us, you hate to say our fans are nicer and more well-behaved, but we're also in a better position in terms of supplying product.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
There's not the potential for 300 people to show up when there's 5 units in the store.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so I guess we can do one more really quick.
Sure.
Just basically, Nintendo fans have been waiting a long time. It's not quite the system they might have thought it was, but it's turning out to be something pretty nice. If you have anything you'd like to just add on top to all the Nintendo fans listening of what the Wii is going to hold for the future, basically.
Sure. Well, I mean, the Wii is really a product of the thinking of Mr. Iwata and Mr. Miyamoto, and we're probably the only company that starts with a great game developer like Mr. Miyamoto on the team designing the hardware. And while we want to go out and reach the expanded audience, we also not given up on the existing gamers. So that was really the trick. And we try to show in games like Zelda and Red Steel and Madden Football that, you know what, there's great ways and new ways to play even your familiar franchises.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that'll about wrap it up.
Good.
Thank you again, Mr. Harrison, for taking the time with us.
Good.
And hope we do as well as you guys are hoping it for.
Yeah, so do I.
All right.
Well, I think, a good start's, important, but it's not everything. You know, we got a long ways to go in 2007 to really sort of hit the kind of tipping point by next holiday season.
Great. All right. I'll do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We're ready to go down the very, very long Wii launch line. I'm here with the first two gentlemen in line. One is sporting his Mario overalls. It looks like he's forgotten his shirt. Can I have your name?
The name is Jonathan, a.k.a. Game Jew.
Oh, you're the Game Jew. Sweet. Okay, and the other one here is number one in line. He's got his toad mushroom hat on. Can I get your name, please?
Jew Toadstool.
Jew Toadstool. So you guys are partners in crime, it looks like.
Yes.
All right. So the first and most obvious question is, what time did you guys get here?
10 a.m. yesterday morning.
10 a.m. yesterday morning. So that's about 37 hours about now.
Something like that.
So I noticed earlier today you guys had a setup of you had a question mark box full of goodies.
We had a question mark box. We had an NES, a Super NES.
So you guys got your virtual console on.
We definitely will get our virtual console on big time. More this guy than myself because I kind of own all the old games already.
All right. So
he doesn't. So.
Okay. So what games are you guys gonna get?
Tonight, Zelda. Sure.
Zelda and Rayman.
Oh, so you're just going to get those couple games. Don't have any other in mind right now?
I have a lot other in mind. I mean, but Excite Truck, you know, Tony Hawk, Red Steel to a lesser extent, maybe. We'll see. But that's all I can afford tonight.
Okay, so have you guys got much sleep in the past 2 days?
No,
definitely not.
No.
So are you guys going to get much sleep after you get your Wii's home?
Definitely not.
No.
Definitely not.
All right, so we have less than an hour to go. We got the pre-order people right behind us. Are you guys worried that they might steal your thunder?
A little bit. I'm worried a little bit, but they won't. They won't let us. They won't let
Apparently
them.
George Harrison's selling him a Wii, so.
That's great. So, well, he's going to sell one to Mario. I guess that's kind of appropriate.
Game Jew. Yeah.
All right. So, guys, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
We're gonna head down the line and see how these other people have been faring. So have a good night. All right, we're going to start going to that line. We have the pre-order line right here to our side. Let me find somebody here. Talk to these guys. They're talking there.
It's this line here. It's all the way back, though. Find the people with the blue arm.
Still going to the line. Excuse me, guys. Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure thing.
Can I get your name?
My name is Gabriel.
Gabriel. Okay, so this is the pre-order line on this side, right?
Yes.
So your pre-order is from this store.
Right.
So did you guys expect to see this giant line forming?
I actually did, and that's why I pre-ordered.
Okay, so luckily you don't have to be waiting in the it's got to be at least 500 people. We're not too sure. But you pre-order your system. What games did you pre-order?
I pre-ordered Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess and Red Steel.
And Red Steel, that's great. So you're about, what is this, about 15, 20 people deep. You're going to get your system pretty early. You're going to take it home, and you're going to play it right away?
Yeah, I'm going to play all night and probably all day tomorrow, too. I already called in sick to work, so I'm all set.
All right. What do you think about, you know, the West Coast? We're the last one to get our system, so everybody on the East Coast and the other time zones, they already had their systems that are playing. What do you think about that?
I think it's cool because they have to live on the shitty East Coast anyway, so they might as well. They might as well get it.
All right, that's a good answer. Okay, we'll leave you to it. You got about 40 more minutes waiting, so thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Jeez. We're going to walk down the line a little bit more here. It's the first section right in front of the store, right in front of the windows. The windows have the Wii, boxes of Wii stacked up, and they have the monitors of everything that's been happening. You want to interlude a little bit, TYP?
Sure. You know, it's kind of getting to be a mess. This line is kind of going fatward, if that's a word. I'm not sure. But it's clearly they've really compressed the line since the first form. And so, you know, where we got there, maybe the same length, but there are a lot more people here than there were.
Yeah, it looks like the pre-order people, they're kind of crowding the waiting in line overnight people. It's still pretty orderly so far. People are getting excited. They're all starting to stand up. They're all anticipating the impending launch. So let's kind of go down a little bit further. Let's see. Let's talk about these guys right here. Excuse me, sir. Do you mind talking to us a little bit?
Sure.
Can I get your name really quick?
My name's Mark.
Mark. Why are you waiting out here in line? You're in the pre-order line, so did you guys or your kids pre-order the system?
Yeah, we pre-ordered it a few weeks ago, and we get it right away. We don't have to check out because it's already paid for.
So what do you think of this impressive line for the system?
I think it's fun. I think we're all having a great time here, just enjoying the show, getting free hats and shirts, and they got the games out. You can see them happening, and it's just excitement. It's been building, and I can hardly wait.
So do you want to play the system when you get it home? Does it look like it'd be interesting to you?
Yeah, I think the wireless physical controller, I think that's a breakthrough, because you know my thumbs are the only things that get action on the real game, old game, and now I'll be swinging and
be honest, it's his.
Oh, like he's gonna get a chance to use it after we get it home.
No, it's his.
So, yeah, it's my son's. I got to admit it.
All right.
But Dad'll use it a lot.
Well, someone's got to test out, make sure it's safe for the little one.
All right. Thanks for talking to us.
Okay.
All right. Oh, we have we found a Segway. Let's see if we can talk to the Segway lady here. This is quite a sight. It's like an off-road Segway.
And
what's that?
Someone's playing a site truck on it.
Yeah, and she is just standing on the Segway, and it's like iron. It's got like iron plates on it. I don't know what it is. She's currently talking to somebody. Let's see if we can get a word with her in a second. The guy is right now playing Excite Truck. He's going crazy with the controller. Let's see if we can get a word with her here. We've got about 36 minutes till midnight over here on the West Coast as we're recording this. Oh, big crowd of people just came here. Whoa, where are all these people come from? Oh, they're giving away free shirts.
Oh, I want to get one of those.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead, TYP. We've lost TYP to the free. Meanwhile, the Segway Wii girl is trying to keep her balance. Let's see if I get a quick word in here. She's trying to hold the sensor bar on top of the moving television. This television is moving. Excuse me, can I ask you a couple questions about the old Segway?
Yes.
Whose idea was this?
Whose idea was the skin and the whole media thing?
Yeah, why? Just driving around all up and down City Walk with a television on an iron-plated Segway.
Well, for some reason, the gaming industry seems very compatible with Segways. This isn't the first gaming media promotion that we've done on our Segways. My boyfriend and I operate an off-road touring company with our XTs, but we also get contracted by various media folks for events like this. And like I said, most of them seem to go with gaming. I don't quite know why that is, but it's a nice mix of technologies.
It's quite bizarre. I mean, you got the off-road tires on there, and I guess the system's so small, and then you kind of just mount it to the front where it works out. You just got to worry about the sensor bar, maybe.
Well, you have to worry about weight distribution issues as well. This is obviously very heavy, so I've got a couple of really heavy batteries here, but still, it's challenging. I wouldn't have a first-time rider trying to pull this off, obviously.
All right, so what do you think about the Wii?
I think it's pretty cool. I'm a PS2 girl, but I would be happy to have one of these in my home. I like the graphics a lot, and I just got to play a little bit earlier this evening, but it's pretty intriguing. I like the concept.
All right, so thanks for talking to us.
Thanks.
All right.
That was crazy. There was a mob scene for just a shirt, just giving out shirts, shoving, really dangerous. Honestly, I retreated without getting anything.
Sorry, TYP lucked out.
Madness. I escaped with my life.
Well, thank goodness. Oh, it looks like there's another Wii Segway over there. The girl we just talked to was doing Excite Truck. And the Segway about 15 feet away is playing Wii Sports in front of the Wetzel's Pretzels of City Walk. Let's move on past this one. I've got enough of my Segway fix here. The pre-order, we're in the second section of barrier here line, and the pre the
what?
Club 30.
Yeah.
So we're gonna move on past the second section here. The pre-order line is still a little long. We're still in the pre-order line, and let's see, the third section here. See, so far we've gone by about 100 people, 150 people.
Yeah, between the pre-order line and the regular line, definitely over 100.
Yeah, you know, everywhere you look, people are asleep. A lot of people are playing their DSs.
A whole lot of DS Lites and a good number of regular DSs, and honestly some PSPs as well.
Yeah, I brought my PSP. I found a couple of people play PSP. So many folding chairs. Yeah.
Wheelchairs.
Yeah, a couple wheelchairs too, actually. There's the cow. Don't ask why there's a cow standing in line, people. We don't understand either. Let's see. We got a group of seven here. They're all playing their. They got Travel Scrabble here. All right. Ooh, look at that, Game Boy Micro. A lot of books. There are a lot of people.
The Game of Life. Heartily endorsed, indeed.
Indeed. Let's see, got a couple more people with sleeping bags. We're getting close to about 200 people deep now. More folding chairs. Got a couple wee beanies along with the hats. Okay, we ended the third section of line. Let's see if we're gonna find someone else to talk to here.
We're actually about where the line ended now. Not as thickly packed, but when we arrived at 2 p.m., this is roughly where it was.
Yeah, when we got here at 2 o'clock, the line was about 200 deep, and it is at the base of the stairs. There is a staircase going up about 3 flights, and the line is getting long enough where it has to snake up the stairs. So let's start heading up the stairs here. Maybe we can talk to some of the guys that have been on the stairs all night. They got a pretty big, the staircase is double wide and the line is totally taking out one side of the staircase.
Let's see what these people are playing.
Let's see what we got over here. We have, Mario, new Mario Brothers, and more Picto Chat. Another couple of folding chairs at the base of the, what floor is this, second floor?
Yeah.
Alright, going up to the third floor. Let's see, more DSs. Pretty big group here. We got a couple laptops. Oh, hey! It's the guys we talked to earlier for Zelda. You guys got your laptop here. You're in line.
Well, this is from the PS3. All of our stuff from the PS3 line. So we just kind of came over here and moved it over to the Wii line. Except we sold our PS3s and we're going to keep our Wiis.
Yeah, you already mentioned it after. So
I'm too perverted right there. Anyway, it's good.
So you guys got about a half hour left to go before this line starts moving. How much longer do you think you have to wait till you get your systems?
Oh, man. I don't even care. I just got a free shirt. There was a big rush for it. Some guy only had 20 shirts, and I freaking got one, so I don't even care right now.
Yeah, these free shirts that we got are light blue. They got a Wii. It says the date, the countdown begins with the GameStop store. Even though it's really an EB game store, they got the GameStop logo on there. So you guys watching something on your laptop right now?
Yeah, the OK Go videos, you know, the treadmill thing. They did it at the VMAs. I'm just sitting here. I have their new CD. It's pretty cool. Some good music.
All right, so we'll leave you guys to it. Good luck in getting your Wiis and all the games you want. All right, so we got another flight of stairs, so we hit the third floor. We're getting close to about 300?
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Yeah, we probably passed 300 by now. They are giving out white wristbands to everybody who's standing in line. They're sort of numbered. We'll see if we can pick up a number for you guys.
What's your podcast again? Podcast name?
Radio Free Nintendo. We're with Nintendo World Report.
What is it?
NintendoWorldReport.com.
Okay.
Radio Free Nintendo. Yeah, we're on iTunes.
Okay, cool. I'll be listening to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Take it easy.
We'll set that up. So we have reached the top level of City Walk. Right now we are looking down upon a stream of cars leaving. It's pretty late. It's 11:30 right now at night, and we've got about we're definitely at 300, and we're walking across the top level, really starting to get outside of City Walk toward the parking garage. More people playing DSs. Lots of people playing DSs.
It looks like there's some pamphlets on Nintendo Wi-Fi Connection, too.
Yeah, I didn't see those before. Let's see, coming up to a turn here.
I got a lot of this sound.
Yeah, I'll cut it down. It's about, we started in the line 15 minutes ago, and we're about, we're about two-thirds of the way through the line, I think, more than that.
Yeah.
We're the wee people, as well as the other 500 or 600 people standing in line, apparently. Let's see, looks like the free shirt people came up here. More DSs, more Wii shirts and hats given out, apparently. Another book. Wow, a lot of people are reading books. Who reads a book?
I don't know, there are people reading books behind us at one point.
Oh, you know what? Nintendo's got a corner of the book reading market. There's another one.
I think you grossly underestimate how many people are here so far. We're surely like in the 500.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see if we're gonna track down somebody here. Get these. Excuse me, guys. Can I talk to you guys for a second? You guys get your. Do you guys have wristbands? What number do you got? You got right there. Wow, we're like high 500s. We're getting close to 600 people in line.
What time do you guys get here?
Around seven.
So that was about 3.5 hours ago. Did you guys expect there to be this many people in line?
I expected a lot of people, but I didn't expect this many.
So
I was expecting to come earlier, but expect people in line, but like I didn't expect this many.
Okay. Did you guys get a chance to go downstairs and play the Wii at all?
No, not at all.
So were you guys basically here all night?
Yeah.
So no bathroom breaks or food breaks or anything?
I went to the bathroom, and we had somebody that came with us get some food for us. That's about it.
He's off trying to get some shirts.
I guess he's down there too, like looking at some Zelda demo or something like that. I couldn't hear him.
What up, yo?
Yeah, they've got Wii demo set down on the first floor. But you guys got about 25 minutes before the line starts moving. How long do you think it's gonna take for you guys to get down there and finally get your Wiis?
Well, the most I've heard so far out of the people I've asked, 2.5 hours.
Think you guys can hold out that much longer?
Yeah, I can. But I'm thinking it's gonna be way longer than that.
All right, thanks for talking to us, guys. Man, so let's see. It's 11:30, so 2.5 hours more. And you're not gonna get their system until 2 a.m. We're getting like 600 people in line here. And we are.
Don't forget, that's only for people that haven't pre-ordered.
Oh yes, there had to be another 100. No, not 100. 75.
Yeah, maybe.
About 75 people who pre-ordered.
Well, so far, maybe more showing up.
Yeah, we are on a bridge that's basically leaving the City Walk area. We are almost outside of the City Walk area. And And okay, we're finally getting to the end of the line. We gotta talk to the trail enders here. Still more DS systems. More DS lights than regular DSs here. Well, we got the end of the line. A couple security people. Guy in a suit. You know the suit, and he's got a radio going on, I guess. And the line is actually still, there are people going into the line as we speak. Let's see if we can talk to anybody here at the end. Excuse me, you mind talking to us really quick?
Yes, if you will tell me if there's a point to me sitting here.
Well, I don't know. That's what we want to ask you. Is there a point to you sitting here?
There might be. We're going to find out in, like, a bit.
Yeah, you've got to be about, like, the 650th, almost 700th, maybe even 700th person in this line. Do you think they'll have that many systems?
I don't see why not. If New York had 7,000, and if L.A. only has 600, that's pathetic.
Well, yes, that is quite pathetic. But you know, you still have...
Just say that.
When did you guys get here?
Like 10:30. We've been like a million different places.
So about an hour ago. And I heard some other people offline, they've been hearing it might be like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour wait after, you know, they start selling the system. So are you willing to wait that much longer to get your Wii today?
Sure, absolutely. As long as I get one.
As long as you get one, that's great. What games are you considering?
I'll be getting Zelda. And right now, that's all I can afford.
Well, if you can only get one, you want to get Zelda, right?
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
Okay, so I hope you guys make it from way back here at the tail end of the line, and good luck to you guys, all right?
Thank you. Thank you. Are you with Nintendo or with... who are you with? What's going on?
With Nintendo World Report, formerly Planet GameCube.
Okay. Cool. Now, is there a point to me being out here? I want you to honestly tell me.
I think well, you're going to be hundreds of thousands of people are going to be listening to you.
Who are these people, and where can I? Why?
Well, they want to hear what somebody at the tail end of a very, very long line thinks.
I do want to point out that there are like 7 people behind me, just so I'm not completely the last person here.
Well, you were at one point the last person in line, wouldn't you agree?
But everybody here was at one point the last person in line.
I suppose that's true. Even the first person was once the last person.
There you go. It's an enigma. It's a puzzle.
All right, man. Thanks for talking to us. All right. So we need to get back to the front of the line. It's going to take us a while to get there. It must have been a... Including talking to everybody and going through the crowd, it had to be about a 20 minutes worth of 20 minutes worth of walking and talking. That's kind of an amazing. Gonna get through some people here. That's a really big line. I don't know if that's a really big line, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. The other guy, that guy there said that New York had 7,000. I don't know where that figure came from, but...
Well, we've been trying to ask around and figure out how many systems they would have here.
Guys, please back up!
There's another Wii lady handing out free t-shirts. That's where the crowd's coming from.
Where are they giving me the...
Excuse me. Back to the longest line. More and more people are still making their way to the end of the line as we go back through them. I would not be surprised. Would you be surprised if there were 1,000 people here by the time it was midnight?
Sure, and I think that they'll all get a system.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that this line is as big as it is, but it's also maybe amazing that everybody in it will get a system.
I couldn't hear you there, sorry.
Everybody in the line could get a system.
I think it's quite possible. I didn't kind of know there was going to be a big turnout, and they certainly have enough to go around the U.S.
Indeed, they do. So, as we head back down to the front of the line to partake in the final launch festivities, we are going to take a little break and come back as soon as We will come back as soon as we can bring you more from the first person in the, on the West Coast to take home a Wii system. We'll be back. All right, guys, we are just about 10 minutes away from George Harrison handing out the first Wii console in on the West Coast. It's not that special, considering that Mr. Reggie was doing the honors over at Toys R Us in New York. But this event is significant in its own right. So, what do you think about just this whole time? What do you think, UIV?
Well, I think you know, a lot of energy around, and I think a lot of people playing Wii for the very first time. And I think, you know, there were a lot of people in line, but I don't think it was like a really, really absurd number by, you know, conceivable standards. I think this event really was about people who weren't in line just as much.
Yeah, that's right, because anybody coming to City Walk could just walk around. They'd see the Wii, they can play the Wii if they wanted to wait like in line for two or three people. And we got we're just going to wait for the first people to come into the store, buy their systems, buy their games. It's going to be just as hectic in here as it is out there, I would think, huh?
Sure. I mean, we got reporters here right now all waiting for the very first one to be handed out. People are certainly going to be clamoring, and you know, I'm sure the clerks are going to be rushing, and there's going to be a lot of anxiety going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be nuts. We're a lot of pictures. We're going to get the first system handed over to a very interesting pair of first people in line. It's going to be interesting. So any moment now, the first people will come in.
Here is getting his first Wii being sold. He's crazy.
After the first Wii owner on the West Coast finished his little musical interlude, the people in line started filing in and purchasing their Wii systems. It appeared that the line swelled a little more after the first sale, especially toward the front. But even with that, it was a well-organized event that took place without major incident. A lot of people went home with Wiis that day, and even more saw what playing Wii was all about. I'd say that makes for a very successful launch event, something Nintendo definitely needed to start their push for the mainstream consumer. So with that, we've come to the end of this special Wii Launch Edition of Radio Free Nintendo. I'd like to thank our Michael Cole for coming along for the ride, everyone at Nintendo for helping us with our coverage, and especially everyone at the event we talked to. I'd also like to take this opportunity to inform our listeners that the new home of Radio Free Nintendo is now Nintendo World Report. We changed our name from Planet GameCube to keep pace with Nintendo's new systems, so be sure to point your browsers to www.nintendoworldreport.com from this point forward if you want to keep track of all the latest news and information about the Wii and anything else that's been going on with Nintendo. Once again, we are formerly Planet GameCube, now Nintendo World Report, so check us out. If you'd like to drop us a line, send us an email at rfn@nintendoworldreport.com. I've been Steven Rodriguez, and I'd once again like to thank everyone who made this podcast possible. We'll be back next week with another edition of Radio Free Nintendo. See you then!